when I read this,
mm-hmm.
it reminds me my mom's word, first do this and then do this,
mm-hmm.
instructions.
Okay.
Actually, this sentence kind of closes this paragraph in my mind,
mm-hmm.
because the last sentence is very much related to the one before it,
mm-hmm.
And explains the writer's question in this paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
okay.
done when I read the last sentence.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Even though there were some vocabulary, I mean a few vocabulary that I don't know,
mm-hmm.
in the first paragraph.
All right.
So this sentence is like when, if we think the explanation in the first paragraph as A,
mm-hmm.
if you do A,
mm-hmm.
so B happens,
mm-hmm. right.
kind of. So because he or she does what was the instruction,
mm-hmm.
and guess the result.
Okay. Hi, どうぞ.
いないですね.
This actually takes me one step further. So
mm-hmm.
first the instruction, when you do the instruction, you get a result, and then what's my explanation based
mm-hmm.
on that?
Mm-hmm.
Because the person thinks that, okay, when I did the instructions, this happened because I thought that the reason was that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one step further. In my thinking process.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I skipped one of them. Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, from now it seems the person is trying to get more.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I think. I mean, when I read only for this sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, nothing specific comes to my mind after when I read this sentence.
Mm-hmm.
But since it's close to end,
mm-hmm.
now I'm trying to get more what I read.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm kind of where this passage is going to.
Uh-huh. Right.
I have hard times because there are some vocabulary that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. again, there are some vocabulary, I mean, because there were some vocabulary that I don't know, but I can guess from the meanings. Let's do something. I don't know. I didn't understand. I didn't quite understand the last sentence.
Okay. Great. Now, do you feel more comfortable speaking in English or writing in English?
Depends on the topic.
Because actually, I was thinking I would have you just summarize what you think you've just read there. I'm going to take this from you and have you just tell me what you think you just read. So either you can tell me that verbally or you can write it, whichever you feel comfortable with.
Actually, maybe I misunderstood. I mean, because I thought that you asked when I read the sentences.
Yes, exactly, yes. That's what I want.
Not what I'm reading.
No, you're right. You were right. You didn't misunderstand.
Okay.
But now that we're done with that, I want you to either write or tell one of the two what you understood of that passage.
Mm-hmm.
So you did the perfect thing. In fact, I was going to use this for practice, but did a perfect job and it was very good, and you said things you were thinking, and it's very helpful for me in terms of research and understanding what you're doing as you read. So for me that was very helpful. So now I just want to see how much of it you understood or how much of it you were able to get when you read it. So.
When I first read
You read through it 2 times?
For example, I usually read twice.
Okay.
Because I don't think that I'm getting the meaning when I first read
right.
it.
Right. Okay. That's very typical, actually. Very
Especially
typical.
The third year. I mean, now the passage is kind of long, and sometimes I think that I understood it, but I then realized that I didn't understand it actually. There are some vocabulary, but what I mean in one or two sentences, what I understood from the passages, the person trying to catch a fish, and first the person cannot do it, but then someone tells him what to do. So if he does it, he's gonna catch fish. And he follows the instruction and he catches the fish, but then he wants to catch more, and he thinks something that I didn't quite understand, because he says that I thought that if I do this, I will get more.
Right.
But actually it didn't work.
Okay.
But in the last part, I mean, I'm not sure
what is going on.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Okay. Well, actually, it sounds like you got some of the main points of the story. Do you know, are these people that are talking, do you think?
Excuse me?
Are these people that are talking here in the article, do you think?
Are these people?
As if you said he referring to two people. Actually, it's a fairy tale.
It's a fairy tale?
So we have Saru no Shippo.
Saru
you know
wanan...
What Saru is?
Okay,
it's a monkey.
Monkey? I don't know what Saru is, and I don't know what Shippo
is.
Tail? Okay.
Most people don't know what Shippo is, even if they know what Saru is, so Shippo is tail.
Yeah. So, when we, from the very beginning, I don't know the two words.
Right.
What the...
Right.
what the story is about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to get from the story, so something happening, but I'm not trying to get stuck to some word, because if I do it, I just can't understand anything.
Right, and that's great. That's actually what I learned about your reading just now as you were expressing your thoughts, is you don't seem to get stuck a lot on the words. You seem to continue to go through. You have good reading strategies. You continue to go through. And you made comments that most people don't make, things like, oh, this reminds me of my mom telling me to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Or you said later on, oh, I can't remember, but you said a similar comment later on about, it reminds me of this, or I'm thinking of this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also kind of made a summary of what you had read at one point. So you have some good reading strategies, and it's very important for you to continue to use those and develop those. And not get stuck on individual words, because that's where real comprehension comes in. So.
Actually, I mean, now this is my second time learning a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so
I know actually what what is difficult.
The strategies.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I developed my reading strategy, this kind of strategy, when I first learned English.
Mm-hmm.
But English and Japanese are completely different. I mean, then I realized that, okay, Demet, now changed your mind, because the way that you learned English does not work or is not working for Japanese.
Right.
So now I'm trying to get or develop a kind of Japanese strategy.
Sure, sure.
And Japanese articles or passages are kind of flowing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not... usually the meaning is... a whole. I mean, it's not only in one paragraph, in one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I don't understand, okay, go ahead, go ahead.
Right.
There will something come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hope it works.
Good. Yeah. Well, it sounds like it is working for you. It sounds like you're doing pretty well at it. So. Yeah, and it seems like in class, from my observations just the past 2 days, it seems like you're following fairly well. So that's good. It's good to see that you're
I follow what's going on in the class. Actually, I don't have a real serious problem. I mean, but I'm now trying to, as I said, for example, I'm usually reading twice. I mean, I'm reading a sentence. Actually, I'm not going sentence by sentence. I'm reading first and then trying to answer the questions. If I cannot answer the questions, then... I'm then going to passage and trying to find the questions. Where is the question in the...
That's good. That's a good strategy.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Okay.
And if any suggestions, I mean...
No, actually, as I said, I think you're doing really well. It's important not to get caught up on vocabulary and not to focus too much attention on that. And your strategy of reading a second time is really good. One thing that good readers do a lot of times in a second language is they'll read through, especially in Japanese, because, you know, you have kanji and so much, it's more complicated than reading in English, you know. So what they'll do is they'll read through the whole thing, and, you know, if they don't get anywhere by that, then they might go look up vocabulary.
Yeah.
But if they have some level of comprehension, then they'll read the whole thing through, and then come back and look at read it through more slowly and maybe look up some vocabulary and try and understand better. So you have a good strategy in reading it through once and then going back through and reading it again.
So. Oh, thank you. I mean, it's really nice to hear that, because sometimes I'm really questioning, am I doing the right thing?
Right, right. Sometimes it's helpful if you don't have if you have a vocabulary list and you don't have, and you look through it and you find, well, there aren't that many that I don't know. Sometimes it's helpful to look at those that you don't know first and try and kind of remember them a bit and then read the passage. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
So that when you come to those, then you say, oh, okay, I saw that in the list and that means this. But if you have too many of those, you can't remember them all.
Yeah.
So to go through the list and try and remember them and then read the passage doesn't make any sense at all.
No, no.
So there are there are many different strategies, but that's one way. If you don't have a lot in the vocabulary list, if there aren't a lot that you don't know, then, you know, you might go through and pick the ones that you don't know and pay a little attention to those and then read the passage.
And another thing, actually, the grammar pattern of Turkish and Japanese are
very similar.
So it helps me.
I was going to say that. You have particles, right?
Exactly.
Like waga.
We have particles and the conjugation, the word conjugations are exactly the same. I mean, at the very end the suffixes are coming one another, right. One another.
Right. Well, it's good you recognize that and that you're able to transfer some of that.
It helps
Japanese.
Me a lot.
Uh-huh. Sure.
It helps me a lot, especially for example, the Miura Sensei's modification,
modification
classes.
Exactly. Yeah.
We have the same thing, and then I had it. I was tutoring Turkish in San Diego, and it's really hard to teach Turkish to an English speaker.
Sure.
Doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's not any close.
Yeah.
And it's exactly like that.
Yes.
So I'm now following my teacher's way, you know, whatever they are telling me, I'm telling.
Right. So for you, in some respects, when you're in the Japanese class, for you, in some ways, a lot of what he does is very easy because you know the structure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I can follow the structure. I mean, my biggest problem is kanji.
Right.
My obstacle, I mean, my setback, because I can easily understand the grammar and the sentence structure.
Sure.
Actually, even more than that, the thinking process is also something, the logic.
Right.
Is
right.
Sometimes the same. I mean,
Hi, Dozo. Dozo. Dozo.
Mouse,
あ、そこには入ってるんですか?その、あの、先生のマークですか?あ、入ってた。これもまだですけど。はい。戻って、まだ戻ってきてないんですけど。あ、そうですか。もう終わりましたので、用事は。あ、そうですか。はい、わかりました。ですから、ええ、ありがとうございます。ですから、あの、言ったように、 like I said, you're on the right track. So, I'm just keep going in the direction you're going. I was going to ask you just before you leave about your kanji study strategies. What sorts of things do you do? You say kanji is really an obstacle for
exactly.
you.
Because I don't think that I had a strategy so far.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I was telling and asking my teachers in San Diego, I mean, there must be a systematic way of doing it, and I'm not doing it. I mean, because I always felt as if I'm memorizing characters, but not in a pattern.
Right.
So what am I doing? I mean, I cannot memorize 1,500 words or
right.
characters in this
right.
way.
Uh-huh. How do you memorize kanji or vocabulary? Do you just make a list and then, so you might have a list of kanji here, like, and then you have a definition over here. Or maybe
usually, for example, in San Diego, we didn't really, the instruction didn't really emphasize the om reading of
right.
the characters.
Right.
But now I actually realize that it's very important. I mean,
right.
the first thing that we have to learn is the om reading because it's used more often than the kun reading.
Right. Right.
What we were doing is, where's my kanji? Like, for example, writing kanji.
Uh-huh.
This is not a typical one.
mm-hmm.
What am I doing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This,
so
for
you
example.
Read all of the readings. Uh-huh.
And, for example, I know the character. I mean, I learned it before, so
right.
I'm not writing the meaning. I mean, the
mm-hmm.
English meaning, because
sure.
I'm trying to escape from the English as much as possible.
Right, right. Okay.
And I'm more, I find it easier to learn the language or anything in a numerical way.
Mm-hmm.
Or how can I say, like math.
Like
I mean,
math.
I'm
right.
a more quantitative person.
Right.
So I'm decoding something and processing something.
Sure.
And there must be a pattern or systematic way of doing it for me to make it easier. And I'm
right.
just searching how
right.
what can I do for kanji, but so far I don't think that I have it.
Okay. Actually, I thought I had, this is a book that Watabe Sensei wrote, and there were some examples of flashcards in here. Let me see if I can find one. Here's an example of a flashcard that Watabe Sensei suggests in his book here.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does, because basically, in fact, I'll make a copy of this for you if you like.
Mm-hmm.
He'll write the main kanji of interest here,
Hi.
Okay, or what he encourages students to do. And then they'll write, he'll write words that can be combined with that. So this can go before it to make daigaku. This can go before it to make shogaku. This can go after it. So characters that can go after it, he'll put over here. Gakko.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he'll do that. And then, or he'll have them do that. And on the reverse of the card, number one, he'll write the manabu, the onyomi.
Mm-hmm.
Or the kunyomi, I mean, here. And then he'll write the readings of the combinations and the meanings of the combinations here. Now this is something that I did in a similar way. And the reason I did it was because then you get the readings, the onyomi and the kunyomi,
mm-hmm.
and you get some examples here.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you get examples from context. Like if you've read it in your third year textbook, you might have had daigaku and shogakko and gaku and gakko, all of them in there.
Mm-hmm.
You might have only had one or two of these in your textbook,
mm-hmm.
but you look it up in the dictionary and you find others, so you write those in. So it gives you the ability, you know how the Japanese will say sometimes, gakko no gaku.
Gakko no gaku, hai.
Or they'll say, shogakko no shou. You know, they'll tell you, they'll say it's this kanji from this word. Well, it gives you the ability to do that,
mm-hmm.
because then you have these combinations here. Does that make sense?
This mm-hmm. makes perfect sense.
So I'll give you a copy of this if you like, and you can look at it, and it might give you some
thank
strategies.
Thank you so much. Yeah, definitely.
I think it's good to have a number of things on your cards if you're learning kanji, to
mm-hmm.
have not just, you know, the readings themselves, because what you had the readings there.
Yeah.
But I noticed you didn't have any examples of how the readings are used.
No examples, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you had the reading gaku there,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't have had like daigaku, shou.
Oh, I had some, but
like that,
I mean,
so.
Like kyomi.
Uh-huh. Okay, but they're separate. It's a separate card, it appears.
Yeah.
So you can do it either way, whatever works for
no,
you.
No, I think
well.
This works well.
But this
I
is
mean,
an idea. It's something I'll
uh-huh.
give you a copy of that may give you some ideas for studying kanji.
Thank
and
you so much.
The two things that I suggest for kanji, one is take your kanji cards everywhere
mm-hmm.
with you. Everywhere, you know, have them.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 5 minutes in line at the cafeteria and no one's talking to you, you can look at your kanji, you know.
This is actually what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm. before bed at night, and that's another thing I recommend is
mm-hmm.
To actually look at them very. You don't have that big of a list there. Skim through it really quick before you go to bed,
mm-hmm.
and then I know you want to get kanji out of your mind sometimes, but a review at night and a review early in the morning can
mm-hmm.
help you to kind of retain these things throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
So those strategies, those two things. Taking your cards with you everywhere and reviewing them at night and in the morning will help. But this also will help having some good kanji study methods.
Yeah, this is actually what we really need.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think
okay.
Combining because different characters.
Right,
I mean.
Right. So I'll copy this for you. You can
thanks
it.
A lot.
いいですか?じゃあこれから日本語ですね。
これから日本語。
じゃあ頑張ってくださいね。本当にこれが本番ですね。はい。じゃあどうぞ。
Cho Shi Tei Sei Cho Chi Sei すみません。服。忘れました。手。口。これも忘れました。
意味がわかりますか。
はい。波ですか。
はい。そうですね。波です。はい。
円弦円。 Gyo. Do. Kan. Gi. Kyo. Han. Sha. Se. Ji. Shi. En. これは知らない。 Nen. すいません。ク、みつ。 Zen. Tama. Ming. Ho. Q. Se. Bu. Han. Kuni. Moto. Hon. これ忘れました。 Fuku. すいません。 Gi. Kei. Izumi. わかりました。パン、バン。 sa sho kei en sho ken chi higashi yes say
okay じゃあ終わりました。よし、どうでしたか。
あのでもこの試験は、
はい、
あ日本語を勉強することについて、
はい、
試験ですか、
はい、
あ新あ読むの心理学 の,、
はいはい、
の試験ですか、
はい、
ど
ちらですか。両方です。ですからあのちょっと英語で話しますけど、I can't explain the whole thing to you at this point, but basically, I want to know what you're doing as you read, because that's one thing that we're interested in. In terms of development, a lot of times it's hard to see people's growth in reading just by looking at test scores. So I want to look at what people are doing in their minds as they read, because that actually shows development as well. So I want to have you do that, and then I'm going to have you write what you can recall, which is actually more of a measure of what you understood. So,
okay,
じゃあどうぞ。
で使っているコンピューターのプリンターの消費が悪くなり修理を頼んでびっくりした英語で、
はい、
At this point I'm already lost because I didn't know the very first word.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. And actually, you can read silently. Sometimes it affects your reading to read out loud. I mean, it makes it harder to understand when you're reading out loud because you're focusing on telling someone else what it is that you're reading.
Mm-hmm.
So you can read silently, but just as you go, express your thoughts like you just did. I'm lost right now or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, どうぞ、もう少し。
Now I understand why. The reason for the surprise. Okay, well, okay, I still don't know what the first word was,
mm-hmm.
but I guess I assume from context that since the author is responsible for having it fixed, the kyoku here, the
mm-hmm.
office is the office in which
mm-hmm.
he's employed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And since I know this, I know both kanji, but
uh-huh.
I know the own reading of this one and the current reading of this one.
Okay, right.
Yeah. The Pepsi commercial.
Uh-huh.
But, okay. Is that okay as a thought?
Uh-huh, yep, perfect.
Alright, so you know... Taonaku.
Taonaku.
No problems. Gomitanata. I understand the cost of life being very high in Mexico. Mexico. Or somewhere like that, is it cheaper place?
Okay.
Covers the, didn't quite get it, get this paragraph, but I'm not sure if reading it again will do me pretty much good. I got this kanji. I also don't know.
Okay. Actually, since this is practice, I'm going to have you stop here.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is going to take me a while.
Okay. Yeah, it does take a while. And like I said, since it's practice, we'll go ahead and go on to an actual article.
Oh, it's from the newspaper.
Okay. Yeah, this one's from the newspaper. And then I have a couple that are just kind of like human interests stories or actual stories that someone wrote for a kind of like an essay book. So, so anyway, the things that you expressed were perfect. You told when you weren't understanding kanji. You also said, for example, you related to the Pepsi commercial. That's good if that's what it brings to mind. Express those things. That's perfect. And as I told you before, you know, I can't tell you all of the details in terms of what my purpose is, but I can tell you that I'm very interested in knowing what people think as they read and how they read, because these are signs of good readers and poor readers, and we can figure out more what it takes to help people become better readers. So if you would just voice those same thoughts, that same types of thoughts that you were doing, that was perfect. So, hi, じゃあこれをいいですか?何か
窓をちょっと開けても
はい、暑いですか
開けましょう
開けましょう、スタッフィーですね、ここはよっしゃはい、OK じゃあ、次はこれですねこれで、これは前言ったように難しいかもしれないけどできるだけ読んで理解するように頑張ってください。
セールス電話の終盤。あ、セールス電話。はい。またこの程度の電話だ。この間はオフィス Key? No. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? No. Hanbai. Sono mai o kurisu sukado no shuman. Kari. I can't quite hear it.
Mm-hmm.
What the this hand's phone
mm-hmm.
might be.
Right.
Kono aida wa this office machine. Retail. Sono mai wa kurisu. まあ、OK。じゃあ広い米国米国には、日本の訪問販売はめったにない代わりに、セールス電話は。 Well, I don't quite understand the flow of ideas here, but
mm-hmm.
I gather that because of the size of America, door-to-door,
mm-hmm.
Door-to-door sales are less practical than telephone sales.
Mm-hmm.
Although
okay.
I did not get that information
mm-hmm.
in the form of a complete sentence.
Mm-hmm.
その迷惑ぶりたるやこちらが忙しいかろうかをうんうんいないいないしな Again, complete sentences,
mm-hmm.
fragment as I read them,
mm-hmm.
But just going from the things that I understand, say, I would surmise that what these couple, two first sentences I've read,
mm-hmm.
It's a telephone sales are often an annoyance.
Mm-hmm.
People say, "Ima dame," and they won't even listen to the sales pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hiki shite. And then doing hickey hickey, they hang up the phone. Su mata mata kakatte kuru kakaru. Every time I encounter the verb kakaru, it seems to have a different meaning. That's definitely the hiragana that are getting me here. The kanji
mm-hmm.
I'm more or less okay with.
Okay.
Okay. ついて、だが、こっちだって、私は日本人で、実は英語ができない。だったら、相手は、okay, well, it sounds like something interesting is being described. Something cross-cultural, even. Interlinguistic, but I don't get it, and I, this is where I would pretty much give up. Should I do that?
Well, it looks like actually you're doing pretty well in terms of comprehension so far. How far have you read?
I'm
to there. Okay.
Should I finish?
Go ahead and go through. That's good to know that you might give up there normally.
あんたも日本語をしゃべったらと言ったら、県連したようにではを切る切った。Okay, I guess I didn't get the lead up to why this the thing the line these quotes is being said. I thought she was Japanese. They did speak Japanese. I don't understand why that's an issue. Although it sounds like there's something interesting. Almost like a prank call.日本語でかかってきた。まいた。An appropriate word to end with, since it seems to be my own language and I don't understand.
Okay.
Well, well, as is often the case when I read things like this, I feel like I have almost enough information to piece something together, but nothing quite comes of it, and I'm sure that the main point was completely lost on me.
All right, well, it looks like you've managed to read through it, though, with some degree of understanding, so I think what I'll do then is go ahead and have you write what you can recall from this, and would you like to, you can skim through it again if you like. Would you like to write on the computer, or would you like to handwrite?
Will I be writing in English?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Computer's fine.
Okay. Okay, you actually actually have a pretty good understanding, so I hope you give yourself a little credit and just write what you can understand here.
Well, it's not giving much credit to the article if I do have a good understanding of it.
Okay.
So, what will a short paragraph do? I mean, not much.
Just write, as many of the details as you think you understood. So, you can give a general outline and, like I said, any details you understood.
Gasolin stand on Nissan in Sokyo. Nanishi?
Good question.
Nanishi gasoline stand de sanin gumi no toku ga ten yin ni life o Tsuke Genkin Oyoso Sanju Koman En O Nusunda. Okay, I think I've got it, except for the specific name of the city. I like Japanese crime stories because they seem so much more worried than American ones. So much less matter of fact. Higashi Cho no Osaka Nui Kaisen Osaka Nui Kaisen no gasoline stand de toire o kaiste kaiste nani hoshi to chouyo から振りた男がいきなりした
I often run into the situation where I say there are three or four kanji in a row and I know all their meanings, but I don't know all their meanings in any one category of reading, so you won't hear me say them right now.
Do they have a friend who worked there? Genkin, I guess. Oh, I assume this means to steal, to take. Kuruma de nige hashimasu. Oi hashimasu? Nige hashimasu. Okay. The only thing I'm confused about is what they went to use the restroom. The restroom? Yeah. And I don't see exactly the relationship between. I don't know what happened between when they asked to use the restroom and when they sped away with the money. Okay, one of them. Okay, one of them took the money from the office. The register.
Okay. How did you get that?
Context.
Okay.
I figured out after I knew what it had to be.
I noticed before you said friend or something, I wondered if you thought it meant a name or something like that before.
Oh, no, Reggie. No. Doesn't sound like a Japanese name.
Yeah.
Although it could be a foreign baseball player who wants to play Japan.
That's
in
right.
Izuremo, another hiragana word that I've learned and forgotten. Playing 25 years of age. So this is the description of the, I guess this is the man who ran in to take the money. The car was a white maxi. The front license plate was broken off. Possibly it was bent. The front license plate was bent. Nobody was able to get the license plate number. Koto desu. Toyu koto desu. Okay, I think I...
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So you want to write, you can recall of that then up there, just add it to what you have.
Okay. Do you want, well, actually I just check it for the detail again.
Let's skim through it again, yeah.
Do you want me to try to get the numbers, or
not necessarily as many of the details as you can think of? Numbers aren't important. Comprehensiveness, just what you understood it to mean.
35 man would be $3,500.
ドレアさんにその本番をさせます。いいですか？
はい、
はい、じゃあ行きます。
わかりました。わかりました。あ、ハラハラハラ。
はい、
わかりました。間、わかりません。見たことがあったんですけど、乱す、あと腹、見てくれたんですけど、サッカ
ー、はい、
他行け、わかりません、わかりません。聞いたことがあったんですけど、あ、見たことがあったんです。
はい、
早く、こう、行ですか？ちょっと変な、
はい、そうです、はい、そう。
なんだっけ、印刷の、なんだっけ、見たことがありましたけど、
はい、
せジョー、あとはジョー、
はい、
わかりません。頑張る、わかりません。グミ、そうですね、見たことがあったんですけど、わかりません、わかりません。ブー、わかりません。
はい、じゃあもう
見たことが
はい
あったんですけど、手とわはは
い、すぐ、あ、わかりません、もう少し考え、
はいはい、す
み
ません、
もう少し考えたら、
はい、
OK、じゃあ行きます、どうぞ。
シャ、消える、あ、忘れちゃった、こうかもしれません。
OK、
わかりません。わかりません、わかりません。ごと、あ、しゃあしゃあと、まあ、わかりません。みん、わかりません、あ、違う、せ、忘れちゃった、と、わかりません、あ、そうですね、厳しい、あ、 Tamachi Ba Kurimasen Ashi Kamashimasen Home. ことがあったんですけど、覚えてないです。
よく知りません。いや、大丈夫です。大丈夫です。よくできましたよ。よくできました。大体、まあ、普通の3年生よりちょっといいですよ。ちょっといい方で。ドレアさんは中国語を勉強しましたっけ？勉強しました。いや、ソウスキさん。あ、ソウスキさんですか。そうですか。はい。漢字は難しいかもしれないんですけど、ドレアさん少しでもできると思います。 By the way, this is a practice article.
Okay, so I'm just reading the title. It's something about, I don't understand, something about garbage increasing and